Welcome back to What It Is, where with stories and poetry, we explore being a person in this world and what we might want to do about that together. I'm Kevin Allen McGill. Okay, so let's see what we have for this podcast. You know, there is beauty in a forest with not one leaf the same. And from majestic jagged mountains, each sand-like pebble came. What is weed to someone may be a flower in its place. And those who value difference are most apt to find true grace. There is beauty in a forest with not one leaf the same. That poem shows my thoughts on creation and the will of God. To me, they're all about change and variety. Yet, there is a contrasting viewpoint. Let me tell you about Ephes. This story may sound familiar. Ephes wanted to know the will of God, the Creator. So, he journeyed to the wilderness and sat in silence for weeks, without food, and each day only a mouthful of water. Eventually, Ephes fell into a trance in which God talked to him. When Ephes came out of his trance, he stumbled back home to share what God said. Others wrote this down. God told Ephes that his people were the favored people. That's why God chose Ephes as his messenger. God said that God was the supreme God, and that all people must accept that and follow God's very specific rules. If they obeyed, God would be merciful and generous. The obedient would be rewarded with paradise upon their earthly demise. If they did not obey, God would punish them unto death and beyond. The rules were that the favored people must develop a standardized mode of dress, hairstyle, and dietary restrictions, and submissive rituals, build a temple, and create administrators to enforce the will of God here on earth. And most importantly, compel all others to accept and submit to the God of Ephes. Well, I don't know much about gods. However, I do know something about people and history. And with due respect, I'm wondering where change and variety fits in here. Throughout recorded time, each century has had at least one Ephes, voicing largely the same message from God. That message mostly contains a call for sameness, especially concerning people. Thousands of years of voicing the will of God, and the Ephesians either didn't hear, failed to mention, or outright dismissed change, and variety. Yet, as far as I can see, change and variety are built into everything in our world. Seasons, weather, day and night, erosion, animals, vegetables, minerals, us, etc. The whole universe is about change and variety. It has been found that we carry change and variety in our basic genetic blueprint. Even identical twins are not totally identical. So, in that message from God, wouldn't change and variety at least get honorable mention? Maybe the answer is in how God's will is determined. God certainly didn't talk to me. I thought about life and wondered. Then I wrote a poem and created a story. Because that's what I do. Okay, so, such are the words of a storyteller poet who has learned the value of a poem, the worth of a story. To those who wish to strip us of our humanity, I say, not today. And hey, if you're concerned with the state of our democracies, check out my democracy page at kevinallenmcgill.com. Thank you for listening. Let's get together again to explore more what it is.